Hi, everyone. Good afternoon for those of you in the East and most places, and good morning for those of you in the West Coast. My name is Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. Talk about all kinds of elements from health and body, mind, spirit. We're going to talk about activism, a number of issues there. We're going to talk about the arts and culture, such as dance, music, yoga, meditation, film, theater, and love and relationships. A lot of good things, a lot of great guests. Make sure you hear our show every week, 2 p.m. Eastern time at this time. We no longer have the, for the next month or two or three, our lady that helps me a lot with as a co-host with the Spanish-speaking side of the show is out of the country. When she gives you a text back, we could hope to resume and do either a separate half hour on this show in Spanish, or let's try to get another show for 4 hours in Spanish and one in English. All right? And Let's Create a Better World is dedicated to making this a better world through all the things I mentioned. Today we have two guests and a strong commentary. The first guest coming on shortly is Faith Kincaid. She has a juice bar called Revive in Long Beach, California. This woman is phenomenal. All accounts and all people that know about her juice bar and her say nothing but good things about her. I'm so happy to have her on the show. And also, we're going to have her, we're going to do a Gary Nell health support meeting somewhere in her neighborhood, within a block, I think, of her place. And we're looking forward to that. So the second guest we're going to have on at about half past the hour is a band leader for Son Mayor. His name is Eddie Ortiz. And we're going to talk about music, dance, and why it's good for you. And this is part of nature, part of the arts, part of something that people have to need to do more things in life and enjoy the world, enjoy themselves. We're going to talk about that. And he's going to play a couple songs on the show. You get to hear all that. Then at the very end, I'm going to give a commentary on the solution for what's going on in the world with the Trayvon Martin case and also the hunger strike in California. And I'm going to give you some ideas on how the solution, what we can do, a number of points of what we can do to make things different. The mentality of the police, the mentality of the military complex is horrible. It's all shoot first, talk later. We're going to talk about that at the beginning of the show. So let's get into that right now. And also, let me tell you this. If you like the show, please rate us on iTunes. You can also hear previous shows on the archives. And for those of you that are busy and don't have a laptop or computer handy all the time, you can hear this show and any show on Progressive Radio Network on this number, area 619-550-0869. I will repeat that number again and again. I'll give you my number also. I'd like to hear your thoughts about the show, ideas, etc. My name is Bobby Elias, and my number, 323-770-1925. So let's get into the show. First of all, there's been a lot of things happening in the last week or two. The death of Trayvon Martin and also the prisoner hunger strike in California. We're going to talk about those. And we did have a guest that was going to be on today, but he will be on next week or the week after. His name is Blaise Montaigne. Phenomenal man that has his own radio show. He's been an activist for many years and really deep into the issues of why people do things such as the war and why the torture and the prisons and all the things that go on in all those things. The man is phenomenal. He's in his 80s, still going strong. And we've got to hear his commentary on all these issues. And in the next week or two, we'll have that. We also talk quite a bit about the geometrically engineered foods. I have a lot of commentary on how you can live to be 120 years old, 100 years old. 30, 40 years from now, there will be people living to be 120, 125 and more. And real soon, there's more and more centurions are popping up now, more people hitting the 90s and 100s right as we speak. So we're going to talk about how you can do the same thing, give you a whole point program on that. Then we do all the other stuff. We're going to talk about love and sexual relations. We're going to talk about, just the next few weeks, about meditation yoga. I have a great, great, phenomenal yoga lady coming on to talk about what's going on in the world in yoga and what we can do to make it better. All right, let's commentary. At the end, I'm going to give you the solution to what I think is a major problem in this world right now. We have a lot of things going on. You've heard of police brutality, and you've heard of the thinking of the police, and how so many young black people, and not only just black, Latinos also, and other people of color, and other poor people, have gotten blown away by police for very little reason. And the policemen quite often get off. We recall the Rodney King case here in Los Angeles in 1992. We recall so many different riots and happenings that around, going back to the civil rights of the 50s and 60s. There was so much unfairness and racial profiling, racial injustice. I got the chance to shake hands with a very young man I shook hands with, Dr. Martin Luther King, in 1969. He was here in Los Angeles. And I just commended him for all the great work he does. And one of the things he's often said is, civil rights and change takes time. He's right. It takes a lot of time. But with this radio show and a lot of great leaders, we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to, Trayvon Martin, that case and the hunger strike. You know, the hunger strike, there were 30,000 people that struck about 2 weeks ago. And there's still quite a few of them are on the hunger strike now. Why are they striking? A lot of reasons. They want better conditions, better food. The main thing, though, is the solitary situation. It's torture. Psychologists say that anybody in solitary for more than 15 days is going to have a number of mental issues. It's a small, think of this. How would you like to be in your bathroom and locked in? You can't get out. Somebody puts food through a little opening in the bottom, and you get to eat it. You get to come out for 1 hour a day. There was one prisoner that said he'd only seen one bird in over 20 years of solitary. And he just so appreciated to see that bird because that just told him that there is nature, there is a world out there, because it is suffering. It's terrible. They do it for the little smallest reasons. If you're in a gang or if you have, for example, some of the Latinos have a picture of an eagle. Going back to Mexico, it is a picture of, it's a beautiful with arrows and it's an Aztec thing. Yet, and it's used for gang affiliation. So when the police see that, they see any even artwork, regular artwork, and they'll take the guy to solitary. So the slightest things, they put people in solitary. They love to make people suffer, these guards and these wardens in these prisons. The military complex is terrible. They make a lot of money on these guys because these guys are getting paid 13 cents an hour. Another demand is they want to get a dollar an hour. And they work hard. They're doing the license plates. They do a lot of work for the prison system. The corporations love the prison system. A lot of money is being made to the prison complex. It's horrible. The military complex is also big time. Let's talk about that. All these wars. The Vietnam War, everyone admitted finally that it was uncalled for, unnecessary. Over a million people died. Vietnamese died over there. A lot of Americans died. Soldiers came back suffering mentally as alcoholics, as drug addicts. The suicide rate is incredibly high then and now. War is just a horrible, horrible thing. What I'm getting to, and I'll, at the very end of the show, I want you to hear the last 10 minutes of the show. We're going to talk about some solutions and ways that we can change this mentality of policemen and soldiers. They're very violent prone. I'm sorry to say, for those of you that are policemen and listening to the show, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but you guys, not all of you, have the highest rate of beating up their wives. Some of them pistol whip their wives. It's not their total fault. It's the fault of the system, because the system teaches these guys to be violent and to be rough and tough. They're like gangsters. They can go out and run these gang kids, and they're talking their language, and they're just like gang members or mafia members with a suit on, with a badge. They're terrible. A lot of them are. Now, I know there's some good ones, too. I have a brother-in-law, former brother-in-law, I'm not married anymore, who's a police officer, and he's a good guy, but, you know, I mean, I talked about this. Okay, so that's the story. At the end of the show, don't forget, I want you to listen in to the last little while of the show. We're going to talk about that. Let me just say a couple more things about this the police brutality, the thinking, the war issue. You know that in My Lai, which is Vietnam, soldiers went to a place where there were 200, I believe it was 200 men, women, and children hiding down in a little embankment, hiding because they just were scared. They didn't know where to go. So what did the U.S. soldiers come and do? They shot them all. They killed every one of them. Let me tell you more about this mentality. It goes way back 520 years ago when Columbus came here, and even before he came here. When Columbus came here and the Italians and Spanish came, they were greeted with open arms by the Native Americans in the West Coast, in the East Coast, wherever they came. In the East Coast, yeah, that's when they first came. They were greeted, and yet they saw this gold and the minerals. They saw the beautiful women. And so they went and just killed them. They killed these people that were trying to be nice to them. There was a place in New England years and years ago. The Pilgrims came over, and back then the mentality, another point of mentality, is the Christian and the Bible thinking, to not all, but some of these people were, it's called manifest destiny. And they said the Bible told them, it's not true, the Bible told them that the land was meant for them. They were the chosen people. Even Bush said this a few years ago. Well, George Bush, George W. Bush. We are the chosen people. That mentality is still here, where they think there's a superior people. They came over, and they, to them, it was Indians and natives were savages, animals. Kill them all. That's how they thought. The land is ours. We're the chosen people. This is our place. That mentality has gone years and years. And let's talk about blacks, black Americans, African Americans. They were brought over in ships, in chains. They did construction. They were sold to different people all over the East. A lot of them, though, came through the Caribbean areas, to Puerto Rico, Cuba, the East Coast of the Americas, Colombia, Venezuela, and other state places. And they eventually mixed with the other people. So, and this is why you have a lot of mulattoes. Mulatto meaning part black, part Native American, Indian, or Spanish. The mentality of the slave owners, of the people for many, 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 many years, how many countries have conquered other countries just to take over, just for the power. And then they take away their culture, and they ruin it, and they tear it up. They've done it to so many Native American groups, where in 1848, when the so-called United States Agreement was made, they went to a guy named Santana. He was the general in Mexico. And they made a deal with him. He couldn't read, so they said, here, sign this. This is a peace agreement. It wasn't. He put XX. Put XX. He put that down. That was his signature. And that worked in a court of law to say that he gave up the southwestern part of the United States to Mexico. I mean, of Mexico. Because the southwest part of the United States was Mexico, but he gave it up to the military that took it over and became the United States, the southwest portion of, talking about Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, California. All right, well, enough of that. Now, at the end of the show, I want you to continue to listen. We're going to give a solution on how we can change the mindset of all this violence and greed and hate and turn it into more negotiation, peace, and talking. I have some solutions that I'd like to present. And, you know, on this show, we have other guests coming on. Blaise Fontaine will be here in the next week or two to talk about it. I have some other great guests. You've heard of Barbara Mox Hubbard, a visionary supreme. We've Ralph Nader and other great, great people we're going to have. Also, the gentleman that put out together the four agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz, that wrote the book. Now he's wrote another book called The Fifth Agreement. The man is phenomenal. We're going to have him on the show, too. And we're going to talk about how we can make this a better world. All right, let me introduce my first guest. We're going to be on for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then we're going to introduce Eddie Ortiz and talk about music. That's some great music. Talk about music and dance. All right, our first guest I'll introduce now is Faith Kincaid. She runs a beautiful juice bar called Revive. It's in Long Beach, California. This woman is phenomenal. Everyone tells me nothing but good about her, her ideas, her juicing. She wants to expand herself, her business. She wants to teach people all the good things about juicing. And I just think this woman's phenomenal. I'm going to have her we're setting up a meeting in Long Beach, hopefully soon, within a month or month and a half, to have a Gary Knoll Health Support Group meeting in Long Beach. Okay, Faith, how you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Bobby, and good afternoon to everybody on the East Coast. How are you doing?
Good, good, great. Thank you for being on, and I'm just so happy to have you. You're just a wonderful young lady. I'm just so impressed by you and your work. So let's talk about, first about you and how you got into juicing and how long you had the juice bar, et cetera. Tell me about you for a few minutes, please.
I've actually been juicing since I was a little kid. My dad got me into it. He wasn't into everything nutritional, not diet and everything else, but he did like the whole idea of juicing, getting nutrients into your body as easy as possible. So I've been doing it since I was younger. I always wanted to open up a juice bar. I moved out to California actually last year from Virginia, and just because the opportunities out here for nutrition are way greater than on the East than in Virginia. Met the right people, was in the right place at the right time, connected with my business partners, and we opened up a juice bar October 27th.
Great. I want you to tell our listeners why juicing is so good and why it's so important for everyone to juice.
The act of juicing extracts the nutrients out of the fruits and vegetables into the liquid form. It skips the digestive process, so because it's just a liquid, it gets directly into your system. You don't lose any of the nutrients through digestion, so you're getting way more than you would by eating it.
Great, great, great. Now, at your juice bar, are you there? At the end of the show, I want you to, at the end of our 10 minutes or whatever, I want you to tell people about your contact number. But for now, what are your hours, more or less? And you have people coming in to buy juices from your juice bar, right? Tell us the different kinds of juices that you have, et cetera.
We're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the summertime. When the time change happens, we close a little bit earlier, probably 7 p.m. On the weekends, we open at 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. The people coming in, we have a lot. We're right in the middle of downtown Long Beach. We have a lot of walk-through traffic. A lot of times, we actually have people that already have juicers, but they want the convenience of not having to clean it up themselves. It's a lot easier to have somebody else make your juice for you and not have to prep the fruits and vegetables and clean up afterwards. We have a lot of people that already know about it. Then it's really nice when we get the people in there that we can tell about juicing and get them hooked on the juices, because they really do taste fantastic. You can't go wrong with fruits and vegetables together. It's so good, and it's so nutritious. I've actually converted people from their coffee drinking over to juicing. Because of how good it is and how good it makes you feel, because when you give your body the nutrients it needs, it feels better.
That's right. Coffee is not good. A lot of people don't realize that. It's got 500, every cup, every daily, or every cup of coffee, is, believe it or not, has 500 carcinogenic things in it. It's that bad, yeah. Only a little things, but it adds up. But tell us about the kinds of juices you have, or the names of it, what type of fruits you put in there, and tell us about that, and the vegetables too.
Our most popular drink is our green drink, of course. Everybody comes in for the vegetables, and it's cucumber, celery, kale, parsley, and pear. Which is fantastic for your skin, fantastic for anxiety, for muscle soreness. Actually, the ancient Greeks used celery to help with headaches. So a lot of people come in with certain kinds of ailments. I'll help them out with certain kinds of juices. Pears are sweetened with levulose naturally instead of the normal fruit fructose, and so it's easier on your blood sugar. It's safe for diabetics. A fruit one that's not so safe for diabetics would be strawberry, apple, pineapple, and orange. I call it the Energizer. It's so good, especially for little kids who need nutrients and want something really tasty. It's fantastic for that. People really, really love that one. Those are our two best sellers that we have there on the fruit side and the vegetable side. I actually keep the fruits and vegetables separate because it's more alkalizing to the body to keep them separated, except for apples and pears with the vegetables. That's still alkaline to the body. But generally, I keep them the two separate.
Yeah. You know, alkalining is so important. A lot of people don't even know what it means. Can you tell them what alkaline means as far as your juices and why it's important to have your body alkalized?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the pH of your body. It can be acidic or you can be alkaline, and you can be neutral. When you're alkaline, if someone is completely alkaline, they are not capable of having illness. So ideally, everybody wants to be completely alkaline. That's very difficult to do this day and age with the air that we breathe and the food that we're around all the time and the snacks and the temptations of things. But the more alkaline, the better. So alkaline water, the juices, keeping them alkaline, getting those nutrients in you, it'll make it way easier for you to stay healthy and not get sick.
You know, most people don't realize it, but their bodies are acidic. Most of the foods they eat, the American diet is very acidic. Meat.
Absolutely.
Many dairy products, lots of things are very acidic. So you need food, and you need to drink water that's alkaline. You need juices that are alkaline, fruits and vegetables. That's the way to live long. That's what, you know, I think I mentioned earlier in the show that one of the features we have on this show is to teach people how to live to be 100, even 120 years. And we're going to do that through health. That's why perhaps we can have you on again to talk about juicing and how it can help people live longer. We have anti-aging is a big, big topic now. And more and more people, you know, every 7 seconds in this country, someone turns 50 years old. Yeah. There's baby boomers all over the place. And they, at that age, they begin to think about their health because, you know, you're 20 years old, you don't think about health at all, most people at least. Anyway, alkaline, the body should be 7.2 pH. And the only way you can get there is, like we said, alkalize your body with alkaline water, with the foods that are the right foods. You need foods that are organic, that are lots of greens, lots of fruits and grains, and make sure they're acidic. Look into it. Check on the online. What is acidic? What is alkaline? And how you can get about that. And you call me for information. I'm a nutritionist, and I've known for many years that water is. You know, Faith, that in 7 years more or less, it's predicted that water will be more valuable than oil, because water is falling apart all over the world. There's less and less water. The oceans are totally polluted with, you know, what happened in Fukushima over 2 years ago. Every fish in every ocean of the world is radiated, and it's the worst thing you can eat. Don't eat fish. I mean, unless you want to get radiation in your body. It adds up. Maybe one fish is not going to kill you, but the more you have all these fish and all this, it just, we could go into a long show just about the environment. We will. But anyway, let's get back to you and the juices. And before you give your contact information, give me any more thoughts you have about why people should juice. And also talk about the green juices, because that's my favorite. Go ahead.
It's the easiest way to get nutrients into your body. Instead of eating them, it's convenient to just drink them right away, really quickly, have them over with for the day. You don't have to, like, eat so much other things. It's easy, it's convenient, it's tasty. I believe it's the tastiest way to get the healthiest things inside your body, and it's the most nutritious way. The green drinks, they're great. I mean, cucumber is great for your skin. Celery, I've explained all that. Like, we have tons of different options. We have 10 different drinks on each side, and you can also create your own. Chlorophyll does endless amounts of amazing things for your body. So as far as cleansing your blood, purifying your blood, even, you know, how garlic is a natural antibiotic. So I frequently give people who are sick, I'll literally juice garlic. And then chlorophyll, a lot of people don't know, that is actually takes away the smell of garlic. So if you have a lot of garlic one day, you come in, get a green drink, or eat a bunch of chlorophyll, that'll actually help get rid of any kind of bad scent you don't like in your body, not only garlic, but body odor.
That's right.
Green drinks that... Endless possibilities of greatness.
Wow. You know, people need to detox and cleanse, and one of the best ways to do it is through green drinks. Another thing about this space is people begin to age, and the aging process starts, believe it or not, in the 30s and 40s, and they need more vegetables, more greens, and a few less, as we get old, especially after 50, a few less fruits, because the fruits are, you know, you need greens, vegetables. If I was given 1 week to live, I would want green juices or green vegetables to eat in my last week on this planet. Because
absolutely.
They're the best. Okay. All right. Can you give us your contact information and read the information slowly so everybody can get it? Everybody, you have more information you want from Faith, and you want to know about her juicing and more of her work because she's expanding. She's only been here a year from Virginia, and she's already making a big splash. She's going to be at one of our Gary Noel meetings, which I will announce, and we're setting that up as we speak. So give us your information, Faith.
We're located at 145 Linden Avenue in Long Beach, California. My email address, if you'd like to contact me, my email is faith@revivelb.com. I say that again because I stuttered a little bit. That's faith@revivelb.com. If you're interested, definitely feel free to contact me. And do you want me to give my phone number? I can give my phone number.
Okay, you have. Give me a final thought, just a final word for people to encourage or motivate them to really start to get into juicy.
I can't stress enough how bad and acidic so much stuff is that we eat with the preservatives and the chemicals and all that that people are generally putting in their body on a regular basis. This really, really, really helps build up nutrients in your body that are absolutely necessary for your health. And I know a lot of people have excuses like, oh, we're all going to die someday. This isn't to make you live forever. Juices aren't to make you live forever. Juices are to make you live the healthiest in every day that you live. So you're not living your life sick for a few weeks at a time or even a few days at a time. I haven't been sick in 6 years. 6 years,
wow.
I've been living healthy. So to be the healthiest, to be the happiest, to be less irritable, to be your digestive system to be good, your health, everything all the way around. This is vital. This is so good, and it's so easy,
wow.
And it's so tasty.
Yes, and please tell me if I'm agree with me or not. Isn't it? I find that people that juice a lot, people that are really into health, whether they're vegans or vegetarians or raw foodies, or even people that try it to eat a good. Good food with lots of vegetables and fruits and try their best even though they may still eat some meat. People that are health conscious seem to be the nicest people in the world. They're sweet, they're nice, they're friendly.
Exactly.
And look at you. You're such a sweetheart. When you come to me, you have somebody who's really
you.
Interesting. And I just find that true.
Yes, you are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. And I find that people that eat the wrong diet, so, you know, too much meat, and it causes anger, and it causes, you know, it's just not good. And they don't live long. Meat eaters live to be average 67 years old, where vegans live to be 83, 84. Yes.
Yes.
Vegetarians, too. Anyway, okay, listen, thank you so much for coming on. You're wonderful. We're going to be in touch to get that meeting up again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Bobby. I hope you have the most amazing day.
You too. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
What a wonderful young lady she is. I'm telling you, she's awesome. I try to put the best people I can on this show, and we're doing it more and more. We're going to have some great people in the near future talking about how we can change the world through health, through activism, through meetings. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you some solutions, and not only to make this a better world, but how we can change the mentality of the people that are running this world. And I want you to hear that for the last 10 minutes of the show. That'll be on approximately 2:45 p.m. Eastern time. Now, we're going to have another guest right now, a musician that plays a lot of great music. But first, before I introduce him, let me just remind you, this is Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. We're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you like our show, rate us on the iTunes. You can see our archives, and there's a phone number you can call to be on the show, so stick around, and I'll give you that number plus my number at the end of the show. Now, our next guest is Eddie Ortiz. He is a leader of a band called Son Mayor, and before I introduce Eddie, we're going to play one of his songs, and then we're going to get into music and dance and why it's good for you. Okay, our engineer, Greg, could you put that song on, please?
Si quieres bailar un son, que venga de monte adentro. ¿Y acaso no lleva prisa? Anda, quédate un momento. Escucharás las trompetas, el bajo, el piano, el trombón. Escucharás los cantantes y los cueros repicar. No te sorprendas si ahora canto yo y no el que se fue. Escucha bien lo que traigo y luego críticame. Escucha bien lo que traigo y luego críticame. Y si te gustó el tumbao de la orquesta son mayor, entonces vas a bailar y a gozar de lo mejor. Y si te gustó el tumbao de la orquesta son mayor, entonces vas a bailar y a gozar de lo mejor.
Everybody, I'm Bobby Elias. It's the second half of our show. Before I introduce our guest, let me say that our show is all in English for now. The second half hour of the show, and I'm going to say something in Spanish for our people that thought there was going to be a Spanish-speaking second half of the show. We may continue that in a few months. Our great co-host did a lot of shows in Spanish. She's out of the country. I've done a lot of shows also, but it's a lot of work to do both. So when she gets back and when we can, we're going to get back on Spanish. Para los que están oyendo el show en español, va a regresar en unos meses. Ahorita están puro inglés. Gracias. All right, that's a little word in Spanish for our Spanish-speaking folks. Now, let's get back to the songs, music. We're going to talk about how music and dance are also great to live longer, to be healthier. And it's good for your mind, good for everything. Our guest is Eddie Ortiz, the leader of Son Mayor. How you doing, Eddie? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, Bobby. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Just speak as loud as you can into the phone.
All right, you got it. First of all, Bobby, that was the first time that song has ever been played anywhere on the radio.
Wow.
It's from our upcoming CD, and we're really excited about it. How did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. It was a lot of action, a lot of vitality, energy, and you know, people need that. Tell us more about the song, and then tell us more about you and the group.
Well, you know, that song in particular it's our theme song. You probably heard this, you know,
yes.
That we mentioned the name Son Mayor like 25
yes.
times in the song. So it's
yes.
our theme song, and Son Mayor has been together for 20 years, over 20 years. And playing that kind of music, you know, really exciting. We want to make people happy. We want to get people dancing, and we want people to forget their problems when they come and see us perform. We want them to dance, and that's what we're all about.
Beautifully said. You know, that's what I talk about a lot. That we talk about how people can be happier and live longer and get away from all the problems. And two of the most important things we are talking about now, and that is music and dance, and you're a very important part of that, especially in Southern California. So tell us more about the band, and then we'll get into music and dance as we go along. But the band, so a little more background on the band, the guys that are on the band, the kind of music, and some of your ups and downs over the past few years. Before I do that, Eddie, I want to remind everybody, and I'll remind at the end of the show, that you're going to be on a plane at the Autry National Museum. It used to be called Gene Autry. It's over by the Los Angeles Zoo in Griffith Park. And Eddie's group, Son Mayor, will be there beginning 6:30 till 9 o'clock at the Autry National Museum. And you can get information from me at the end of the show. I'll give you the information. And we're going to talk about that also. But tell us more about the band and then go from there, please. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we've been together over 20 years, as I said before, and this started out as a sort of a family band. You know, I'm the oldest of seven brothers, and I always wanted to have a band, you know, and so I started teaching my brothers to play different instruments because they were into playing baseball, you know. My dad had a baseball team, and I was the only musician in the band, you know, when I was young, at 15, 16 years old. But slowly I started to teach my brothers to play different instruments, and before you know it, man, we had a band. And
wow.
my dad didn't have a baseball team anymore, you know, so we had a band in the family, and then we started playing salsa around town, you know. And it's been a great ride, you know, it's been ups and downs, but, you know, just the fact that we've been playing over 20 years says a lot about
yes.
the band, about, you know, we're still together, we're still playing. A couple of my brothers, you know, one time, Bobby, six of us, or the Ortiz brothers, were playing in the band. All brothers.
Oh, wow. That's wow.
That was,
I heard about
that.
That
was really great.
That was a family thing. That's what I, when you guys, in your early years.
That's right. That's right. We started as a family group, and then, you know, all together we're 11 pieces. You know, salsa bands are usually pretty big, but of the 11 pieces, six of us were brothers, but then slowly some of them started to retire. A couple of my brothers and families got big, and so they decided to retire. The piano player, his name is Oscar, he retired maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And then one of the conga players, another one of my brothers, also retired because his family got bigger and moved away. They still come in to play once in a while, but right now there's four of us, four of the Ortiz brothers still playing with the band. And, you know, it's been a great ride. We got a lot of good things coming up, especially now that we're going to release our first CD ever. You know, a lot of people find it hard to believe, but this is our first CD, and we're going to be featuring it, and the premiere of it is going to be this coming Thursday, the 25th, at the Autry Museum right next to the LA Zoo. And we're really looking forward to people coming over and checking out the new material that we have. And you know, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that's a great place. You know, that's another thing we're going to talk about. I talk about health and how all the time about, and music and dance are two things that are so important in many things. But going out there, what I like about the Autry is it's gorgeous. It's beautiful outdoors. They have food there. They even have vegetarian tacos, vegan tacos. And they have beverages. Yeah, yeah, because I have a lot of friends and over in that area that's more into that, where when you go to Whittier's, not at all.
Right. Well, you know, we've been playing for the Autry for the last 6 or 7 years, and every year it gets bigger, bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
It started out a little bit small, and the crowds were sort of small, but now it's really, really a big concert, and it's right next to the zoo, and it's also right next to the golf course there. So the views are really beautiful, you know, and everybody, and the thing that I'm looking forward to is that people are in a really good mood. They just want to party. They want to dance. And so, you know, we need that, you know?
Yes. You know, that's health conscious. That's people that go out and socialize, talk with your friends, listen to music, have some nice food or drinks, and relax. A lot of people go there to do that. And not only there, but the other places where you go to. And you know what, Eddie? Your group always draws the biggest crowd of the summer, wherever you go. And you do. And people, when I tell people, you know, people ask me all the time, because I've been a dance instructor and a promoter of dance for many years, and they always ask me, who's going to play at the Autry? And I tell them, son, my own. Oh, good, I'm going to go. Really? You guys have a name? You and another band are the most well-known bands and popular in Southern California, and you're always around. We got to finish up the show, Eddie, so give us your contact information, how people can reach you, and then I'm going to tell more about what you're going to do at the Autry. Go ahead.
Well, we have the website, sonmayor.com, and they can get in touch with us through there. And in the website, they have all the information, Facebook and all that stuff. And so, and they can also look at, there's another website called Vida Salsera, where they have all the shows in the LA area for live performances. And we're on there week after week, you know. And so if they want to, they're out of town or something like that, all they have to do is either go to sonmayor.com or Vida Salsera, and they'll find all the information where we're going to be playing live and all that kind of stuff. And we're looking forward to seeing a big crowd this coming Thursday at the Autry.
And for those of you that don't know, Son Mayor is spelled S-O-N. Mayor is like MAYOR.com.
Yeah, like that's how you do it. My brother says, the son of the mayor, you know, because I've actually been asked, hey, are you the mayor's son? I go, why? Well, because you're... I'm a license plate, says Son Mayor, you know, so, S-O-N-M-A-Y-O-R, Son Mayor, that's the name of the band.
That is great. So, you know, dance and music are so, so important for people to live longer, and getting out there to all these events. Check out Son Mayor's website, check out the National Autry Museum, check their schedule. There's 4 more weeks of salsa over there. It's outdoors, it's one of the best. And actually, probably the best of all the summer activities in Southern California. There's a lot of them, and people love dance. This is Los Angeles, Eddie, is the capital of dance around the world, especially salsa. You know,
that's cool.
So listen, Eddie, thank you so much for coming on. Love you. We'll look for you when you play again. I want to come and say hello to you. I've seen you guys all the time, but I never had a chance to talk to you one-on-one. Okay, Eddie?
Well, you got to come and say hello, and thanks for having me on the show, Bobby. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for playing my tune, and I'm looking forward to Thursday. Thanks.
Oh, listen, Eddie, we didn't play your second song. I forgot about it. Sorry about that. Is Greg still on, our engineer? Eddie, if he's not around, I'm going to quit that song again. I'm going to have you on in about a month, 5 weeks, while the summer's still here. We can talk about some other things, I promise you. About 3 weeks from now, Eric, we got to talking so much, I forgot about the second song. Sorry about that, okay?
No problem.
Well, we'll make it up to you. Thanks again for coming, okay, Eddie?
Thank you, Bobby. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Well, once again, that's wonderful. That's music and dance are all... Now I'm going to get into the solution. We're going to get into our main theme of our show. It's called Let's Create a Better World. And the two events that happened over the past 2 weeks are going to really tell us some of the injustices and wrongs and what we can do to change it. Now, this is a pretty heavy topic. I've had a few speakers. This show's been on a few months, and I've had a few people. But in the next month or two, I'm going to have some of the giants of the world get on this show and talk about how we can make this a better world. First of all, Barbara Marx Hubbard is, to me, the supreme visionary of this world. She's a wonderful lady on the environment, and what's going on with the planet, and what we can do about that, and everything else. So we're going to have her on. We're going to have the gentleman that wrote the book called The Four Agreements. He's now got another book called The Fifth Agreement. That's Don Miguel Ruiz. And he's going to be on. And eventually when we get back to Spanish, he can speak in Spanish too, of course. He's from Mexico. And he's wonderful. And then we're going to have Ralph Nader, who ran for president twice. He is a consumer advocate, and he has got lots of ideas on not only what's been happening wrong in this country, but what we can do about it. We're going to talk about that, and yours truly will be also talking about it constantly. So let's get into our issue. We've only got about 8 minutes. There's 9 minutes left to talk about that before we end the show. Solutions. For the Trayvon Martin case, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they killed a young man, 17-year-old. A 22-year-old named Oscar Grant was killed on the platform at Fruitvale. By the way, there's a movie called Fruitvale Avenue, or Fruitvale. It is, you got to see this movie. I've heard nothing but good. It won the award at the Sundance Film Festival. Fruitvale Station, that's the name of the movie. You got to see it. It's a story about how, the true story of Oscar Grant, and then how he was killed on the platform at the train station in Oakland, California. So I want you to think about that. Not only the hunger strike is unbelievable, and the mentality of the guards, they're just so mean. They just put anybody in solitary for the slightest thing. With the artwork they have, if they don't talk to the guy right, if they don't move fast enough, if they don't do this or that, boom, suddenly you just throw them in there. That's wicked mentality. I'm going to talk about that mentality now. You know, we need to change the thinking, and a lot of it goes to the men in this country, the machismo and the tough guy ways, and this is really pronounced heavily in the Army, in the Marines, and the Navy, and all the military systems. They teach people to be violent, to be rough, to shoot, then ask questions later. If it looks bad, shoot them. When they're in Iraq, if they see a bunch of people, civilians, if they're looking for two guys that are hiding in a certain place in a certain town, they'll bomb the whole area. And they figure, and they don't care if they kill other people, innocent citizens. They don't care. That's that mentality that I'm talking about. Okay, let's get into how we can change that mentality so we won't have any more, as many Trayvon Martins and also hunger strikes where they put people in solitary for years and years. And so many people are suffering. The reason they did the hunger strike, one more thing about that is they felt that they are doing this in alliance and in love with, in concert with all the prisoners, not only in the United States, but around the world, and all the people that are in solitary, and all oppressed people, and there's a whole lot of them. If you look at the United States, we call the 99 percenters and the Occupy Wall Street and Occupy LA and Occupy all these different cities. That was the thinking, that we need to change the thinking of those big people. Who are these people? The corporations, the government people, leaders, the people with money. They're greedy, and they don't care. They're violent. They do whatever it takes. All right, how can we do this? How can we change it? Be an activist. Join a group. Find a group that you like. You don't know which groups to sign? Here, check out. Call me up. I'm going to give you my name and information, way to reach me. I can help you. I've been an activist for many years. Going back to the tail end of the Vietnam War, as high school and college kids, we put together some of the biggest things going on. Anyway, an activist. Join, go to meetings, learn, ask questions, read books, go to your politicians, go to leaders. We need to get the word to them. We need to tell leaders in this world of what's going on and what we want change. There's going to be big demonstrations now all over the country, including Washington, D.C., where they're going to, the way they killed Trayvon Martin, the people are tired of it. Too many young, innocent black people are being killed. Latinos also. There's a lot of that going on in okay, so then we're going to talk about political prisoners. We're going to talk about how the politicians, the leaders, the organizers, the people with all the money, the corporations, we got to get to them. Now, what ways, methods can we go about to teach people what's really going on? Number one, social media network, the internet. Going back to over 10 years ago, Howard Dean, advanced president, he started a group called MoveOn.org. And they're still around, MoveOn.org. What did they do? They used the internet. They used social media networks to get the word out on what they were doing, and it worked. Obama, our president now, 5 years ago, five whatever, he used the internet to win the election. And he was going after young votes, and the tech people, because they obviously were more hip, more a little more educated, and more ready to make change in this world. So he went to them, and it worked. The internet works. we can get word out on that. That's one of my big things on how we can change this world. Now, I'm going to give my information out now, a little bit right now, and I'm going to continue. If you have some ideas on what I'm talking about and ideas on what you think we have for the show in the future, which I will talk at the end, call me. My phone is accessible. I'm accessible. My name is Bobby Elias. My phone number is area 323-770-1925. My email address, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Elias, E-L-I-A-S, 7, that's one digit 7, at yahoo.com. I run the meetings here in Los Angeles and all over Southern California, actually, for the Gary Nolan Health Support Group. We have meetings, our last two meetings, we had 46 and 45 people in the last 2 months, in May and June. And we're going to continue to have meetings with good numbers of people to talk about health, spirituality, and how we can change the world and live longer. So, juicing, we talked about that earlier. That's a way to live longer and be healthier. Greens, vegetables, fruits, that's a way to live longer. And that's by people eating better, their thinking process is better. We had a lady on that came and spoke about health, and she said, talked about the body, but she talked about the mind. If the leaders in this world changed their thinking and actually became healthier, instead of their minds being full of anger and hate and violence, it could gradually change to love and peace and harmony and negotiation. We need negotiation is another tool we need to change this world, where people meet, where if we demand that people get together, if we demand that people fight for the rights, fight for the causes that we have, they'll make the change. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, many years ago, before our time, he was in the president in the 30s and the 40s, I think the early 40s, I think he died in the early 40s, but he was a great president, as they say. And his philosophy, he would have a fireside chat. His philosophy was, if enough people come and demand something, I'll do it. I'll be forced to do it. Obama said that. Make me do it. Other people have said, other presidents and leaders have said that. So we need to protest. We need to get out there, get the word out by email, by telephone. Jam them up. Let them know what's going on. There's movements that are doing that now, and they're working. So that's another way we can do it. All right. We've got to finish up the show in a few minutes. I am so happy to be here with you. My name is Bobby Elias. The name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. We're going to talk about health. We did a little bit today on juicing. We're going to talk about how to live 120 years, how to live 100 years by all the essentials of a vegan diet or vegetarian diet or a very healthy diet that you can. And to juice, we're going to talk how meditation, how deep breathing, how you need to exercise in all kinds of ways, supplements, positive thinking, and that means being grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. And just be blessed that you're alive and you're well and you live in a decent place. How many people in the world don't have a place to sleep? They don't have a running water or a bathroom. And they don't have anything that we have. So let's be grateful for what we have. Our show is all about love. It's all about harmony. It's all about changing the thinking in this world. It is bad right now. Climate change is bad. We're having more disasters. We're having police and military are coming down on people ruthlessly and unfairly. There's torture in the prison. Being in the solitary confinement, it's like being in your bathroom with nothing. You get out 1 hour a week, 1 hour a day, I should say, and you get terrible food, and you go crazy in there. And there's people in there for years. One gentleman's been there over 40 years. Many people have been there 20, 30 years. The average solitary person, 7 years. And thousands of people throughout California and the rest of the country are in solitary. It's wrong, it's bad, it's unfair. And the people that are doing the hunger strike in California are saying to the world, we're doing this for our prisoners in jails, in solitary, in jails not only in this country, but all over the world. We're doing it for all oppressed people all over the world. I love that philosophy. They wrote that up. That's their mission statement. They didn't say mission statement, but that's their creed. That's what they're talking about. So we need to listen to that. We need to change this world. And you're welcome to call me anytime to discuss that, discuss ideas. In the next few weeks, I'm going to have Don Miguel Ruiz of Four Directions and now a Fifth Direction book, two books. More books. He's wonderful. We're going to have Barbara Marx Hubbard. the number one visionary, in my opinion, in the world, to talk about climate change, the environment, and what we need to do to make a more peaceful world. Then we're going to talk about Ralph Nader, who's a consumer advocate. And we're going to talk about boycotts. That's another way we can change this world and boycott these terrible people that are doing all these terrible things. Well, let me give you my information one more time. We're on it. I want you to rate me on iTunes. The name of my show is called Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias. We're going to sign off just about now. We have wonderful, wonderful ways to help you. I want you to tell your friends about this. Hopefully in a couple months or less, we'll have another show in Spanish, hopefully an hour, at least a half an hour. And I'm on a total mission to make this world a better place to live. And we can do it. Yes, we can do it. And this show can be an inspiration to that. There's other shows, other radio. I've talked to a lot of great people. They love this idea. So tell your friends about the show and get in by hitting PRN.FM. PRN stands for Progressive Radio Network. FM is like FM radio, but it's FM. PRN.FM, you get in the show. Or you can call this number to hear the show anytime. Tell your friends. Area 619-550-0869. Rate me on iTunes. Give us a good rating. Look at our shows on the archives. Listen to our shows. We'll be on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank our guests, Faith Kincaid, spoke about juicing. Eddie Ortiz talked about music and dance and his group. I want to thank all of you, most of all, for listening to the show. Make sure you listen again. Tell your friends. Rate us on iTunes. Thank you so much for coming in, and make sure you keep listening to our show. Signing out, this is Bobby Elias. Thank you. Good day.